Hell no. Nothing was all right. His fucked-up brother was so smitten with this woman that he risked his life, and hers, every damn day. He kept that to himself. Fyodor wouldn't want him upsetting Evangeline, nor did he want to. He gave her a curt nod as he moved across the floor, checking every table as he made his way to the restrooms. He scanned them quickly, around the legs, under the tabletops, to ensure no incendiary device or explosives had been placed there. Timur? Evangeline was being insistent. What was he going to say? Fyodor had received more death threats? That was a common enough occurrence. However, this particular threat he was taking seriously, but his brother wasn't, as usual. Timur knew they'd taken too many chances, and sooner or later their luck was going to run out. His gut, never to be ignored, told him their luck was long gone, and this time the threat was very real. Make me a double latte. A double latte? She was clearly shocked. He needed the caffeine. He needed her busy. He gave her another curt nod and shoved open the men's restroom door. He checked it carefully, every stall, making certain his brother was safe from any assassin, and then he checked the women's room. The moment he put his hand on the door to push it open, he knew, by the way his leopard went crazy, that it was occupied. He didn't care. He wasn't there to cater to anyone's sensibilities. He was there to make certain Fyodor wasn't murdered. She stood in front of the mirror, lipstick in her hand, and her eyes went wide when he strode in. Her eyes caught him first thing. They were almost too big for her face. A very light brown amber, really, like a fine whiskey you sipped at night when you just wanted to lay it all down. The amber was ringed with very thick dark lashes, making her eyes stand out. Those lashes feathered down in long sweeps, curling at the ends. She turned toward him, lipstick held slightly in front of her, as if that could stop him if he came at her. He knew he was intimidating. He was tall, had wide shoulders and a thick chest. Ropes of muscle rippled along his arms, back and chest and down his abdomen. His heart thudded unexpectedly, hard, an ache he'd never experienced. She was beautiful. He could see her front, those breasts pushing at her thin tank, the small, tucked-in waist that wasn't in the least hidden by her shirt. She had hips and a very nice ass, which he'd noticed the moment he walked in. She filled those soft blue jeans to perfection. He kept walking right past her and yanked open each of the stall doors. It wouldn't have mattered to him had they been locked. He still would have made the inspection. Fortunately, they were all empty. She was the only occupant in the room. When he stepped past her to get to the stalls, he'd inhaled instinctively. She smelled faintly of grapefruit and fresh-cut cypress. Who smelled like that? Evidently he liked it, or, more importantly, his leopard did. Usually, if he got too close to a human being, male or female, his leopard raged, wanted to kill, needing to draw blood. For the first time, the cat had gone entirely quiet. That never happened. As in, never. Even when he was close to Evangeline and his leopard settled, the cat was never like this. Quiet. Almost purring. You are... he demanded. Shit. There was no denying his Russian accent or his growl. Both came out overly strong. He doubted if the top of her head came up to the middle of his chest. But she narrowed her eyes at him in what he suspected was supposed to be a scary look. I'm in the women's bathroom, which is supposed to be private to women. Sass. The woman had sass in abundance. Stupidity as well. He stepped closer to her, close enough that the tips of her breasts brushed his abs. She had to tilt her head all the way back to look up at him. You don't fuck with a man like me, he advised. She nodded. No, I won't. Not ever. Thanks for the advice. Her voice was even enough, but she was totally fucking with him now, using his own words against him. He had to hand it to her. She kept a straight face and even managed wide-eyed innocence. God help him. His body chose that moment to betray him. His physical reaction to her was intense. His cock lengthened and grew into a monster, roaring at him just the way his leopard always did, painful now. He didn't dare step